Okay.
Listeners,
when I start touching things.
Don't touch a button.
Don't
touch listeners
it.
Do I sound don't better? Even know. You sound good.
Okay.
The listeners have no idea the woes and the trials and the tribulations we've been through with only Micah's audio.
Just my microphone.
Everyone
and
else.
And then I just kept moving further and further away so no one could help me.
Oh my gosh. How are you, Micah?
Good. This is a nice week. August and Brooks have the week off. Ace doesn't, but it just feels more relaxing when everybody is chilling.
Yes.
So we're having, and we had as we're recording, it was Valentine's yesterday.
That's
right. That was fun.
That is fun. I feel like I want to just get to our conversation also because our guest is in the waiting room.
Yes.
So we want to let our guest in ASAP and very prompt, I might add, which I really appreciate. So you know what? We're just going to go to that part where we say it's time to actually get into it. There are some narratives to be shifted and there is worth to be shouted. And so here we go, everyone. Welcome to the Lucky Few podcast. Today, we're interviewing our friend, the one and only legit superstar, Cole Sebas.
Yep.
But if you're not familiar with Cole, he is an extraordinary self-advocate and he is a very talented actor. He's also ridiculously charming and handsome. We've had him on before when we had our live recording. We got to be with him in person. We're so excited for him to be here. So, all right. So let me tell you this. I feel like I realized today that I haven't been a great communicator with my podcast team, which is you and Mercedes, because there's like a whole plan for this month that you're aware of, but it's also connected to other pieces that you're not as aware of. One of the pieces we're connecting this month's guest to is the This Is Down Syndrome series. So today is March 1st. Everybody should know this, you guys. Yeah, today's March 1st. Yeah, it happens to be
March
a Tuesday.
1st.
And that means that we are officially introducing and launching the Lucky Few Foundation into the world. We have a new, beautiful, shiny logo. We've got all kinds of new marketing and artwork and a very solid idea of who we are, what we do, why we do it, and how everybody can join the movement in shifting the Down syndrome narrative and shouting the worth of people with Down syndrome. And with This Is Down Syndrome, what we do is we believe that storytelling holds the key to understanding and to relationship and to that proximity piece that so many of us don't have. It's one thing to know about Down syndrome. It's another thing to know a person with Down syndrome. Both are very different. And to know a person with Down syndrome, we here on the podcast and in the Lucky Few believe that that is one of the most powerful tools in shifting the Down syndrome narrative. So we want to offer that to the world, essentially. And we do that through having people with Down syndrome and those who love them share their stories, all kinds of people, because we know Down syndrome is not a monolith. So our series of 21 stories in 21 days for the month of March, because what's in 21 days? World Down Syndrome Day. Yay. Our series starts today also over at the Lucky Few Foundation with our This Is Down Syndrome project. And it starts with Cole and the Cole series. So you get to learn about Cole on the podcast. And then as you follow along this week, you'll get to see pictures of Cole and of his family and loved ones and hear their stories. So make sure you're following along on Instagram. It's where we're going to be housing a lot of that content. It's the Lucky Few Foundation is the Instagram handle. And then you can go to theluckyfew.com for everything, including the brand new shiny logo, which I can't wait for the world to see. So,
amazing.
And we're excited to start this. Before we do, Micah, would you read a review?
I would love to.
We love this.
We love our listeners. This listener is HDR3291. And they say, the Lucky Few podcast is by far one of my favorites. It brings you raw and real and has something for everyone. The ladies touch on topics that there's not many resources on. Some really hard topics for anyone. and does such with an immense amount of tenderness without eliminating the real. Highly recommend giving a listen. So thank you to our friend HDR. I'm just going to call you HDR. Don't forget, listeners, to review the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to read it aloud next week. And we love reading these, and we appreciate your support so much.
Yes, that was really a very sweet review. Thank you for that. Okay. Without much further ado, and without a sweet, seamless transition, let's just go there. All right.
All the way. Yes. He's here.
Hi, Cole.
Hey, Cole.
I miss you guys.
Yes. Hey,
so good to see you.
We miss you too. It looks like your hair is shorter, or is it slicked back? What's happening?
It is short, and I slicked it back a little bit.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. You look very. Look.
I also finished my workout.
Okay.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Tell us about your workout. What do you do for a workout?
I have my own private trainer.
Nice.
Whoa, stop.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And do you work out like every day, Cole?
Not every day, but like today I skipped the Zissou, but that's a nighttime. I do that with my roommate, David.
Okay. Oh my gosh, there's so much already to talk about here, Cole, but can I first say welcome to the Lucky Few podcast?
Yeah.
We're so happy you're here. I'm going to tell all of our listeners. So, okay, we were saying before you came on here, do you pronounce your last name Cibus or Cibus?
Cibus.
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 Okay. We both thought it was Cibus.
And now
we stand corrected.
Now I know you guys. I'll let you do that for Cibus for you guys.
No. Now that's just sweet.
Because we're like family. I love that. Well, I will respect a name being called what it is. And so we will call you Cole Cibus. Or do you prefer like King Cibus?
I don't want to get a big head, but I would say Cole Cibus.
Okay, well, it's a good goal. Well, it's a good goal. But Cole here, he is an extraordinary actor. You may have seen him on ABC's Stumptown. I have watched you on there. When he's not acting, he's hanging out with his roommates. He works at a local cafe. We are so excited he took the time to talk with us. Also about, we're going to talk about self-advocacy and all the things. We even reached out to our podcast audience, Cole, and told them you were coming on, and everyone's like majorly fangirling or fanning. People have questions. We have questions for you if you're up for it.
I'm totally up for it.
Cool.
Awesome.
So we're so thankful you're here, Cole. This is too fun. So we know we've introduced you, and would you like to share just real quickly with the listeners a little bit more about yourself, like about your job, if you want to tell us your age, your living situation, anything you want to share about you?
So about me, I am in my room. I moved out of my parents' house.
Woo.
And I love it because it feels like I'm a man.
Yes.
That's awesome.
How long ago did you move out? How long have you been living there without your parents?
I moved out around September 4th. Yeah, September 4th, 2021.
Okay, so about 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. And how's it going living away from home? You said you love it.
I love it. After when I moved out, like my first time, like sleeping my first night, I was struggling. I missed my parents. Now I feel more comfortable because my roommate David, actually we're family friends with his family as well.
Mm-hmm. So you've known your roommate David for a long time?
Yeah.
Okay. Does David have Down syndrome?
Nope.
Okay. And then do you have other roommates?
I have David and Clay. Clay is my second roommate.
Very cool. You guys get along?
Yes, you do. It's kind of fun because sometimes David let me sometimes on Saturday and Sunday we go surfing.
Oh, nice.
And I'm learning how to surf.
Did you just start learning how to surf, Cole?
Yeah, I love it. It's so hard giving up.
Yeah, I bet. I haven't ever tried.
I've never tried. I took all of my kids surfing. And so I have two kids with Down syndrome. My oldest, Macy, is 13. And then my son, August, is 8. And both of them, have you done AWOW, A Walk on Water? Or have you heard of that organization?
Yeah, I have. I know, not really, but I did, it was a long, long time ago. Rex Hudler used to do surfing as well. Mm. He used to be the master of the Angels, but he's not here anymore.
Okay. Well, that both of my kids got to go. We've been one time with AWOW, and they both did it, and they got with their coach on the surfboard one time, and then they were both like, done. I never want to do that again. They were so scared. It was hard. It's hard.
It's hard, but I kept going and pushed my limits and keep trying.
I love it. So good. Cole, can you tell us how old you are, if you don't mind? Because I think knowing that you're living alone and you just moved out a few months ago, I think our listeners would be interested.
I am 24 and I'll be 25 this year.
And Cole, are you living in an apartment or like a house?
I'm living in a house.
Oh, cool. And is it like pretty close to where your parents live?
Yeah, actually, they're cool, about 20 minutes apart.
Okay.
All right.
How often do you see your mom since you've moved?
Sometimes, like, if I want to, like, spend a weekend, I go on Saturday or Sunday sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. This week, on a Friday, I'm trying to get tickets to the new movie Uncharted.
Nice. So you're trying to go with your friends, maybe?
Yeah, with my mom and dad for them, and my friends.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
It's just coming out this Friday, so I want to see it.
Sweet. You're a movie guy, right, Cole? I love movies
because I study actors as well.
Nice. When you say you study actors, tell me what that means to you.
For me, like, I like listening, like, what the story, like, for me, like, the pilot and the story, like, I love listening to the actor because I can learn from them, from me, and I can learn all the things. Like, for some town, you know, like, Jake Johnson and Kobe Smulders, like, they come to me and they teach me a couple of scenes, and they taught me a lot of things.
That's cool. Will you tell us a little bit about how you got started acting?
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I was little, I did home videos with my sister. And I was doing home videos with my sister. My mom forced me to be in my sister's home videos. And that's how I got started. Because her friend and them do a lot of home videos, and they asked me to be in there, and I was a star as a bellhop.
Okay. In your home videos, you were a bellhop?
Yeah.
I love that. So you were little and you found out that you were kind of good at it in these home videos?
Yeah, it's kind of like in my history of my family. My grandpa used to, my dad's dad used to work for the CBS, and he does building. He builds a lot of stuff for that company.
Very cool. So you've been connected
for acting.
There you go. You've been connected to Hollywood.
Yeah.
For your family, that is cool. Okay, so then how? I know. Are you still working on Stumptown? I'm not caught up on.
But shows. I did first season, and in the second season I did rehire, but they canceled because COVID.
Oh gosh, such a bummer. What other projects have you worked on?
Other projects besides Stumptown, like my first one was Spare Room for Prime Video, and then Stumptown. I also did a commercial called Voya commercial.
Nice. And is there anything you're working on or something coming up that you're allowed to tell us about that you're excited about?
Not really, but I hope there's someone out there waiting for me to have a really good opportunity. And I hope Dwayne Johnson, that's my dream. Is working.
Okay. Okay. I was going to ask you who your favorite. So you said that you like movies and you like watching shows and things to study acting. So Dwayne Johnson is a favorite actor of yours. What do you like about Dwayne Johnson?
Dwayne Johnson is a very nice guy and very kind-hearted, because when I first started lifting weights, and I want to be like him, but like he's a guy like I look up to, and also Dwayne Johnson and Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
Those two inspire me to be my own self, and because Tim Tebow loves God and I love God.
I love that. Do you have other actors that you love to study?
I love studying Zac Efron,
mm-hmm.
her, and Taylor Lautner.
I don't know who that is. Taylor Lautner?
Taylor Lautner used to be in Twilight.
Okay.
Oh, yes. He was the, he's the guy who turns into a wolf.
Yes.
He's the wolf guy.
Yeah. And he also used to be in Cheaper Not Dezen too.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I think I just saw something that he's coming out in, like a Netflix movie.
I can't wait to see that.
Cool.
That is so great.
So Cole, you kind of went from home videos to eventually being like, I want to act in Hollywood and I'm going to go out for these jobs. How did that happen for you? I mean, were you acting in high school and doing theater or anything like that? Or did it just sort of come together after high school?
My mom said to me, I really lucked out with that, but it's mostly it started like it's definitely like my sister's home videos and my YouTube channel on my Cole's Kitchen. I do cooking.
We didn't know that, Cole.
I didn't know this.
We're gonna link to your YouTube channel and make sure our listeners find it.
Okay, so you love cooking.
Yeah, I do.
When did you start cooking? How old were you when you started cooking?
How old was I? I was like back in high school and junior high. I was like 16 or 17.
Okay. You got into cooking. And what do you love to cook?
Like now, I love cooking. I love cooking steak and eggs.
Oh, okay. Do you eat that for breakfast or dinner or either? Breakfast,
like whatever you want, like breakfast, dinner or whatever.
I'll eat steak for every meal. If it's available.
Okay.
Cole, I want to have you come over and cook for my family, or you should do like an event where people pay a ticket and we get to come and you cook us a meal and we like have conversation.
I'll be definitely down for that.
Be so fun. That's cool. Do. I made up my own cocktail show. So maybe I can.
That's what me and mom want to do.
There you go.
You guys should.
For a YouTube channel.
Yes. We're here for it. You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first. The Cybus cooking show. I love it. We need a better.
Yes, Cybus cocktails hours.
Yes.
I love that. That's so fun. I want to talk about some of your self-advocacy work that you do. Okay. And even just hear from you, like what it's been like being one of the very few people with Down syndrome in Hollywood. And when you're on a set, probably being the only person with Down syndrome on a set, and how that is for you. And, or do you even think about it being the only person with Down syndrome on a set?
It feels like for me it was kind of weird at first, but after that, once I hang out with all the crew and cast, once they get to know me, and that's really cool because I get to have fun and joke around sometimes. Sometimes, like for me, I love to, like, sometimes I am a little prankster. I do prank the cast better
sometimes. I like that.
Tell us the best prank you've pulled on the cast.
Like for the cast, like sometimes, like for Kobe, I always joke around with her.
Yeah.
That's fun. Do you want to see more actors with Down syndrome? Do you think that's important?
Definitely. Yes. We need people with Down syndrome because those people who are out there without Down syndrome, we can go for it. Let's dream big and we can do anything in the world.
I love that.
Good words.
Yeah. We have a lot of listeners who wrote in questions for you, Cole. And one is a mom of a little baby with Down syndrome. She has a 4-month-old and she wanted to know if you have any advice for her. What has your mom done that's been amazing, or what do you want that mom to do for her 4-month-old?
Like, my advice, like, being a mom is, like, just help your child to dream big and also go for it. Like, if my mom wants to do that, like, let's help your child to get, like, definitely for me, like, I've done a lot of things with my girlfriend, Teresa, like, with Down Syndrome, like, the DSOC, Orange County, that's how I met my girlfriend through there, and mostly getting your child to be more involved in the world. We can do it, we can do, like, for me, I just joined a dance thing for dance, and I got into that because I love hip hop, and I want that mom to know that we have a dream that we can do anything in the world.
I think that's really great advice, Cole. That's good advice for a mom of a 4-month-old and a mom of a 13-year-old, which is me. And I appreciate you sharing that. Okay, you ready for another question from a listener?
I am ready.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, it says, what is your favorite part of being an actor?
My favorite part is definitely, my favorite thing about it is meeting new people on set. That's my favorite thing about it.
I like that. I think that'd be my favorite thing. If I was an actor, I'd want to meet new people.
Meet new people and have a good time. And my favorite thing is eating good food on set.
Yeah. Well,
some craft services.
Yeah.
That's awesome. They bring in the lunch.
Yeah, my favorite is the lobster.
The lobster.
Oh, man. Living the dream.
Yeah. I miss those days, but I hope I get back into that.
You will. You're so young. No. You're going to have an incredible, so many more awesome roles. I know it. You're really talented. And you've got this, Cole. We know it.
Yeah.
We know
Thank
it.
You.
Yes. Do you feel like you're the favorite person on set? Like, everyone loves you the most of all the cast and crew?
I would say something like that. Like, it's kind of like we love every single people on set. Like for like all the people on the cast and crew, they expect me.
And I love that.
We love each other on set.
Can I say something real quick?
Hi, Cole's mom. Hi. Welcome to the podcast.
You can love me to interrupt her. I don't have to interrupt her.
Well, we love it. We love a mom.
One thing when he was on Stumptown was that everybody said to us that everybody liked working when Cole did because he just made you feel appreciative of their own jobs. Like, like Cole came saying, I don't care if I don't make any money. This is the best job in the world. And which made all of them appreciate their jobs way more. And they all said, even Kobe said, Cole is the heart and soul of the show, you know, just coming to work. So that was something I just wanted to throw in there.
Wow. Oh,
how does
glad
it make
you
feel, Cole, hearing that? How does it make you
it
feel?
Feels, it feels good. Hear my mom's voice.
I love that.
You guys, you're the best. Okay, we got more questions.
Yeah, we do. I have another question about the film industry. This is kind of a hard question, but have there been ways that, like with Stumptown in particular or other acting gigs you've had, that you've seen the film industry be inclusive? Are there ways that they could do it better? To be more inclusive of people with disabilities?
Stumptown was great. I mean,
Stumptown was like.
He was assigned 13 episodes and he got
18. Yeah, I was signed for 13 episodes. I put a good sign for 18. It was like, at first, like, did they want me or stay on that show? Like, once I got better over those episodes, they want me to stay on. They want me to stay on that show for the season.
Well, I was going to say, did you have to memorize lines?
Oh, man. That's a crazy thing. Like, I am blessed that I used to have an acting coach, but Natalie is the best. Like, me and Natalie, we hang out to teach me how to do, like, our lines together. Like, for me, for memorizing, it's kind of hard, but, like, once, like, sometimes my mom and dad do the voiceover on my phone. It helps me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes for that, sometimes me and Allie practice, we go back and forth with the lines. Once I get that down, I got it locked in my head.
Cool. I think that might be kind of like what the person was asking who left this question for us. Like, did they provide Natalie for you to help you memorize those lines?
We hired her.
Oh, we hired her.
You hired her?
But
then ABC hired her once they heard about her.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah.
One of my best friends, John Fisher, his dad used to work for Biola. And that's how I got Natalie to come in.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
She actually quit her professor job at college and went to work for ABC.
Wow.
Wow.
That's cool.
And I also have a brother with Down syndrome too as well.
Okay. I love it. I would love Cole's mom. Miss Sybis, I would love to get your take on this question too. So the question is more like, how is the film industry? What have you seen them do to be inclusive, and what do you think could be done better?
We've had a very positive both times. It's been really amazing. Of course, Cole was the only one, like when he did the movie and then he did the TV show, but they were just so open. ABC was to everything. I mean, they were so into it was a benefit to have Natalie with a brother that had Down syndrome, because they would go to her in the writing when they were writing something and they'd say, could this happen? Could Cole move out on his own? Could Cole do this? Does this even happen? So they were very, you know, cause it was new to them. They didn't ever work with anybody with Down syndrome.
Wow.
And stuff. So I think, and then they were just so pleased and so happy and thrilled. I mean, they were amazed. And I think maybe that would probably be the biggest thing, is to get people to have more knowledge that they're not, you know, that Cole isn't hard to work with. And I think it usually, once they find out, they're just thrilled. But I think, you know, it's like before you had a child with a disability,
sure,
you were unsure. And I think that's just, I think with the world opening up about all of it, I think it's starting to happen and stuff slowly. Mm-hmm. Seems like there's starting to be more. I'd like to see Cole in a regular role,
a regular role. Like, I know I have Down syndrome, but I can be a like I know I have a disability, but I can play a typical person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
I would like to see you in a regular role too. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I think it's that whole idea of, you know, we talk about all the time, representation is so important. It matters so much. And yeah, just for like a whole group of people who work for that show or work in that industry, you can't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And so to convince people in those places of power to invite in what you don't know and learn and grow. I mean, every single one of those people, you know, I'm not there, but I can bet is changed forever and for better.
I mean, yeah. I'll never forget one night. It's like, you would never tell the director what to do. And
no.
Cole was, there was days that Cole worked till 1 a.m. I mean, he could go in at 5 a.m. and be off at 1 a.m, but he'd get like, 3 or 4 hour break in the center. Not too many days, but when things happen,
when Kobe's mothers have an interview, we stop and take a break, and I could do things in my trailer and relax. Once she comes back, we get back to work.
So anyway, I was going to tell you, there was a director that was very intense and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so funny because one night, I guess Cole, it was getting late. It was midnight, and he was just tired. And you would never say this to a director, but Cole did. And it was like, he came and told us this. He said, he's like, let's do one more take. And Cole just looked at him and said, really, David? Really? And he said, all I could do was laugh. It was like the best medicine. It's like everybody was tired, but he goes, no one would ever say that to me but Cole.
Everybody's thinking it, right?
Yeah. That's great. I think they all enjoyed what we enjoy, that from our kids, they got to see it, you know.
Mm.
So, and there wasn't anybody that didn't like Cole on set. They all, from the hairdressers, everybody, when he walked in the morning.
I love getting makeup on.
Everybody. That's his other favorite part. Having someone shave him he doesn't have to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. The dream.
I'd like that.
And breakfast, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he was spoiled. They'd knock on, at the end, they were knocking on the door saying, what would you like for breakfast?
My favorite part about it is But you know, like the one time with dad,
yeah.
You know, this mom, like when I ordered a burrito and my dad brought me a burrito back.
I don't ask.
No, because I asked someone to go do it and my dad brought it back.
And dad brought it. Well, did you have, Cole, did you have a parent on set with you every time you went to work?
Never.
No. Okay.
Well, we visited, but Natalie was, that was the thing. We were going to hire Natalie. Like right off the bat, I said I would not let
her. I like having someone with me.
And I was working full time, so, and I totally trusted her. It had to be someone I totally trusted. So then we went to ABC, told him about it, and she's like, well, we'll hire her. So she drove him and then brought him home at night, and she was with him. And so I paid her to do the driving and all that, and then ABC paid for her to be on set with Cole.
So cool.
Yeah, it was like the perfect, they were awesome. They really were. They were really good.
I miss them all.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet. I bet you miss them all. Do you ever talk to anybody from the cast or crew?
I do talk to my stunt coordinator, and he is totally he's in touch with everyone.
And Jake Johnson, you talked to.
I talked to Jake Johnson and text him. He the one thing I learned from him, he's not a very FaceTime kind of person.
I'm not either, Cole. And so I get it. I get it.
But it was fun, texting him and stuff, and it's fun hearing his text messages.
Yeah.
We always do, videios for Thanksgiving. I wish him happy Thanksgiving to him.
Mm-hmm. That is very sweet. We have time. Do you have time for a couple more questions?
I am down, man of what.
Okay, let's see. This person wants to know a little bit more about living alone. And so their question is, what age did you start to feel most comfortable about living alone?
Been talking about it since he was three.
When I was little, at three, I knew I wanted to move out.
Oh my gosh. Cole, you remind me so much of my son, or my son reminds me of you, however it goes. Cause my son August is 8 and he has a very similar hair vibe and a similar charm. And he's always saying, and he's been for years, like, one day when I'm a dad and I have kids and I live on my own, he just talks about it all the time. One day when I'm a dad and I've got kids and I live on my own, and I'll say, can I live with you? He's like, mom, no.
No, I don't want my mom. When I get married, I don't want my mom to be with me.
Of course.
If I get that's my other dream. I want to get married.
Okay.
But the one thing about getting married, it has a lot of money for that, and also the dancing, you have to plan it, all the stuff. Eventually, I want to get married to my girlfriend, Teresa.
Teresa, can you tell us about Teresa? Will she mind if you tell us about her on here?
Yeah, she'll love it when I talk about her.
Okay. Tell us about Teresa.
Teresa is a DJ.
Oh my gosh.
DJ, you guys, designer. Power couple.
We are a power couple. We do a lot of things together, but for Valentine's, I did not do anything with her, but this year will be our 3 years together.
Wow. That's a long commitment.
Yeah,
to each other.
I love her so much.
Does she live close by to you, Cole?
Not really. 40 minutes.
Okay.
So Cole.
Yeah.
And I want to hear from your mom too, if you don't mind, about this one. Because I know our listeners, and as a mom, I think about this a lot. This idea of you decide you want to live on your own. And we know that there's a lot of commonalities in people with Down syndrome that can make it challenging to live alone. And some people with Down syndrome never will, and that's okay. But you talked about it for a long time. Your mom said since you were 3 years old, you wanted to live alone. And now you have for the last 6 months. So mom, at what point were you and his dad okay, let's really talk about this? What was the process? How long until he actually moved out?
Oh, we didn't even think he was going to move out. It was
okay.
And no, I didn't think he was ready 6 months ago. What happened was David, that he lives with, because they've been lifelong friends. They've been friends with ours. We went to church together, and Cole grew up with him and his younger brother. How old is David? I don't even know. He's
29.
And he's an engineer. But he his parents moved to Prescott, and he ended up buying this house that he lives in from his parents when they moved. It's his childhood home that he grew up in. And I wasn't home, and he said, "Hey, Cole, why don't you move in as one of my roommates?" Well, then Cole was totally stoked, and Tim and I, my husband and I, are like, "Oh my gosh, here they asked him," and it's like, "What are we gonna say? He is not ready." The whole time, we're like, "There's no way he's ready." Then we said, "You know what? What better person to move out with than someone we know?"
Yeah, damn.
You know? And it was just like, "Let's do it." And we all thought, "Well, maybe it'll be a 3-week thing. Who knows?" So we just said, "Well, let's try it." And at first, he was saying, "I'm going to be moving home back home," because we just redecorated his room, and he has a big room. This room's very small; can hardly fit anything in it.
And a TV. I want a TV still.
So anyway, so we tried it out, and it's been amazing. The problem we're in right now is that because he moved out, we just got self-determination.
Okay.
And so right now, the last couple of weeks, I've been kind of like every day coming, like things he has to do, I'll run him over. Whereas he had an independent lady that was helping him become independent, but we had to let her go until we get self-determination. And that's all in the process right now. We're hiring people and all that, and he'll have more support. Our biggest challenge actually has been with Cole. He's been pretty easy.
Give me around.
Food and getting around.
Okay.
But he hasn't talked about his job yet, but he takes access every twice a week.
Yeah, I love work. Like, when my brother-in-law hired me for that job, his family worked for that restaurant. And it's kind of cool working with family because they're so nice and they teaching me. Like, I got hired to be a host, and I love it. And a busboy.
Okay. And you're doing that now. I'm glad you brought that up about work. And that would make sense, though, like getting around and being a challenge in terms of living independently.
Yeah, that
and then the food.
Other big challenge is, well, food. We're working on that. And I'm retiring in a few months, so I have plans to help him more and stuff like that.
And also maintain my weight.
Well, that's been the big thing, is he's gained like a few pounds.
Sure. Like the freshman 15, right? Like your first time living
suddenly
alone.
Suddenly cookies are readily available.
He's getting a trainer, and he's just starting to work on that. And we're working on that now. But it's been really, really, I mean, I cried
when I first started unpacking my stuff.
Oh my gosh.
My mom saw that. She cried.
I'm basically going to cry thinking about it, Cole. I can't.
I came home from work and it was like,
oh my gosh.
All his markers and everything were on the dining room table. He was ready to go. And I'm like, I was waiting for him to back out, hoping he'd back out.
No, I didn't back out at all.
No.
And wow. Alex, my husband and I miss him, but it's been good for us too. It's been really good for us.
It's good for me to have all my friends with David and Clay, because they got me to our place and hang out with their friends.
And it's mm-hmm. perfect scenario. I mean, he has two typical friends. They're his age. It's just typical guys, and you know, and they get along great. And it's just worked out really nice for Cole.
That's great. I like to hear a story that's kind of like, there wasn't a lot of planning. It was things fell into place, right? Like it was like, this is what happened and this is how it's going to work. And I think a lot of times, I feel like a lot of times in my Down syndrome journey, and again, I'm only 13 years in, but there is this idea of like plan for everything, plan for kindergarten, plan for elementary. So like you plan all these things, all the details of it. And you would think for moving out, it's like this huge grand plan. But sometimes doors just open and sometimes opportunities just happen. And
that's like Cole going to junior high. I think sometimes it's like things that have happened to Cole, like he I let him go the same thing, like at junior high, the Washington DC trip. And I didn't go.
That was fun.
And it was a 12-day trip and he had and I said yes. And then as he's getting on the airplane, I'm like, what the heck did I do? I mean, he was 13 years old, which you know what that's like. And he had to pack and repack, go to, like he stayed in 7 different hotels and he did awesome. And you know what, when he came back, he said, I never want to do that again, but he grew up. It was like, and I knew he was in safe hands. I knew he had people watching him all the time, but I think just doing those little things, you don't realize what they can do.
Same from my heart issue the one time in Washington, D.C., remember? My heart went down.
Yeah, his blood pressure went down and the state capitol called me. He was in the nursing station.
Oh my gosh. and everything turned out okay, friends. Yeah. Let's talk. I'm going to hear real quick as the last thing we talk about work, because we talked about a tiny bit. So you have a job. What is your job? And tell us more.
Oh, so like my favorite thing about working at my job is like being a host, because I love talking to people. Like there are like tons of regular people coming in. They know me. One of the kids with Down syndrome, he comes in and they see me and we go have breakfast together.
Oh, that's fun.
That's got to be so cool for that kid to see you working like that and go, man, I want to work at a restaurant like that. That must make you feel really proud.
I feel proud because I get to do like I am a host. I got hired being a host, but on my side of that, I do be a busboy as well. And there are a lot of nice people teaching me how to get like all the drinks, like the water and coffees. Like I get to pour coffee in other people's cups and I love that.
That's cool.
That is the best. Where do you, or can you tell us the name of the place you work and then people can see you?
It's called Off Street Cafe.
Okay. Off Street Cafe.
In Cerritos.
In Cerritos. They're going to be lining up, Cole. Off Street Cafe in Cerritos. You should get a raise.
I work on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Okay.
You hear that, listeners?
Heard it here. So many things to hear here today on this episode. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you, Cole and Cole's mom, for coming and sharing today. This has been an absolute joy for me to get to have this conversation. We do something on our show called Good News. And at the end of every episode, we like to celebrate the big and the little things happening in the lives of our loved one with Down syndrome. And so we're going to take a little break. And then when we come back, if you can think of a little slice of good news that you'd want to share with our listeners.
Hey, Micah here. Raise your hand if you're tired, overwhelmed, or if you simply need a little help finding your way into a slower pace. There's a new space where I'm exploring slowness, spiritual practice, and meaning. 15 minutes each week where all of us frantic ones can practice slowing down, learning to receive the goodness in front of us, and expanding our spiritual eyes to see what God just might already be up to inside all of us. Find the Slow Way podcast, hosted by me, every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, we are back, everyone, and we are so excited to hear from Cole. Cole, what is your good news this week? What are you celebrating in your life?
In my life?
Uh-huh.
Definitely, I do have a birthday in May 29.
Okay, May 29th.
And are you going to be 25? Is that right?
25, yeah.
25 is a big one.
I know. Time flies.
Are you already planning this episode's airing on March 1st. Are you already planning your party for when your birthday comes?
Yeah, my birthday. I'm going to do that at this house right here. With a couple of friends.
Oh, nice. Okay. You're going to have a house party.
It'll be my first birthday my first birthday in this house.
Sweet.
Okay. Well, if you need someone to come bartend, I could do it. But
okay.
I've been trying to force my way into different people's birthday celebrations by that. So far, no one's bit, but we'll see. You think about it. Okay.
You just, let us know, Cole, if you decide to hire Heather as your bartender.
I would definitely hire her.
Yes. Okay, we'll keep in touch. I got your number.
Okay.
It's the best.
Okay, and I have some good news from a listener. This is from Carrie Brad 4D. And she says, my 14-year-old joined choir this year with her peers, full inclusion. I was almost in tears at the choir concert. We have a great sounding choir program, and no one cared that she couldn't fully keep up with the words or sing in key, and every motion was a bit delayed. They were happy to have her, included her, and met her exactly where she's at the same time. That is where it's at.
Yes. That's Carrie. Cool.
That's so sweet.
That's great news. I love that good news. Okay, listeners, if you have good news about your loved one with Down syndrome, or you're a person with Down syndrome and would like to share your good news, you guys, if you've listened, you know what to do. Head to Instagram, The Lucky Few Pod. You can leave a DM. You can email us hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com. You could call us. Basically, I think there's actually a phone number at theluckyfewpodcast.com. You could just, I don't know, write us a letter and send it to my PO box.
You could tattoo it on your arm and then take a picture.
And then take a picture and tag us. So many ways to share your good news. But we love hearing from you guys and hearing your good news. So please, please keep on sharing it. So good. And then as we wrap it up here, a big, huge thank you to Josh Avis for editing the episode, and to our producer, Val Schleter, who we call her our producer, but she's all things to everybody. She's everything.
Also, if you liked this episode, we would love for you to share it with your family and friends.
Yeah, please share everything around the world.
Share it all around the world. And then don't forget to subscribe. And you can go to leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We love those reviews. Keep them coming.
Yep.
Get all your tablets and like it.
Do you take it on your tablet and like it? That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
Cole, you're so good at this.
You are good at this.
You hear him. Everybody get on there, like it. Also, if you want to know the show notes and all the things we talked about today, including links to some of the things we said we send links to that Cole mentioned, go to theluckyfewpodcast.com and you'll find those show notes.
That's right. And a big thank you again to the one and only King Cole. Oh, you know what? That's like a whole thing. Have you been called up before? Or did I just make it up?
His royal
name. Actually, that's cool because on my TED Talk, it's Cole Savas, the King.
Yes.
We'll link to your TED Talk too. I haven't seen your TED Talk, Cole. I'm going to go watch it.
I am a very creative person.
You are.
Nobody is arguing that here, Cole. You are creative and charming and so smart and so talented. We are honored to have had you on the show. Thank you so much for being on here.
Thank you so much.
And to all the listeners, we like to end by saying you are slaying it. We love you. We are here cheering you on, and we can't wait for another episode next week.
That's right. Thanks again, Cole. We'll see you all next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Wasn't that great?
It was awesome.
He's so great. Good.